Rick Tittle with you. As you know, Sports Byline, and this show is heard on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. And it's with special meaning now to welcome my next guest, United States Army Staff Sergeant Robert Brown, who participated at a special race during the Milrose Games. And he's a fantastic athlete, a winner. And he's also going to be part of the 2016 Invictus U.S. team at the 2016 Invictus Games. That'll be held May 8th to 12th, and that'll be on ESPN, at the ESPN Wide World of Sports complex at the Walt Disney World Center in Florida. And before we get to all that, Sergeant, it's great to have you with us. I know you're from Monk's Corner, South Carolina. What kind of town is Monk's Corner?
Well, it's a very small town in South Carolina, about 45 minutes outside of Charleston.
At what point did you think, you know what, I'm going to serve my country, I'm going to, you know, put my life and limb on the line for my country? At what point did you think that was you were going to do that?
Well, I, at a very young age, actually. It always been kind of in the family. So my dad served, his father served, my uncle served, my mother's father served. So it's pretty much been a family thing.
About 10 years ago in Iraq, you were wounded, led to the eventual amputation of your leg. And it's interesting because during Super Bowl week, I hosted the Wounded Warriors Foundation football game against the NFL alumni. And I talked to a lot of guys who had been through what you had been through. And they all told me, they said, you know, as tough as combat was, we'd wake up and we'd go get bad guys. He said the road back from something like this was much harder. And I'm sure you have to get over the shock. Oh, my gosh, my leg's not there anymore. But how hard was that road for you, Sergeant?
Well, the road to recovery was very difficult. It varies from person to person. But at the same time, everybody has their own challenges. I had some issues with alcohol and medication, and those led to some dark times while I was recovering in the hospital. And luckily for me, I found sport, and that was the outlet that was needed for me to get out and change my life and get things back in the clear.
There's no doubt about it. And what they do at the Walter Reed Center in Washington, D.C. is nothing short of amazing. Can you just give us a little thumbnail about what they do there to help our vets?
Well, the care at Walter Reed Army Medical Center was top of the line when I was there, and it's beyond nothing but progress since I left, according to all the other soldiers and airmen and Marines that I've talked to have received care at Walter Reed since my departure in 2010.
Speaking with Army Staff Sergeant Robert Brown, and it's one thing to, you know, as you said, there's depression, it's why me, that kind of stuff, and I think that can happen to anyone, and some people don't come back from those dark times, and which is tragic, but not only did you come through, you're out there, and you're running out there on a blade. When did you get to the point where you're like, you know what, not only can I walk around, I can run?
Well, funny story, I was actually in the hospital right after I was injured, and they were tossing back and forth the option of knee amputation, and I saw a guy running down the hallway on a blade. I still to this day don't know the guy's name, but I figured if, hey, he can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, I've seen the video of you at the Armory in New York City, and you're just blowing by people. What is it, the same kind of coaching that any track athlete is going to get, or is it what kind of special considerations? Because I would figure tactically it's the same game, right?
Well, the 109th Milrose Games was an outstanding atmosphere to compete at. Sellout crowd and everything, and that helped get the blood pumping. But as far as training goes, it's amazing as far as being out at the Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista, California. I've got a world-class coach, Al Joyner, and
wow,
he helps me train alongside able-bodied athletes and get to the point where I need to be on the world scale.
I can't think of a better coach there than Al Joyner. Wow, no wonder you did so well. And the other thing is, Sergeant, it's just being an inspiration, and you can be an inspiration to plenty of able-bodied people, but I think about the 18-year-old kid who's had his leg blown off by an IED, and you can go to his bedside and say, look, I know it doesn't seem like it right now, but you're going to be all right. I mean, what is that like when you can do that?
Being able to reach out to fellow wounded soldiers and everybody else is beyond imaginable as far as the personal gain and everything. Being able to help somebody get out, get motivated, get back to a regular life where they can realize that they're not alone. It's beyond words.
A couple more questions for Sergeant Robert Brown. And the thing that struck me about the Marines I got to talk to at the Wounded Warriors football game is that they don't hold any bitterness. I mean, maybe they did it first, but they don't hate their country or their God or their family or the Marines or the Army, whatever. They say, we think this country is worth it. And that, to me, is an amazing thing, that they overcome all that because they said that we know what we are getting into and we think this country is worth it.
By all means, this country is worth it. We celebrate freedoms every day that other countries in the world don't have a ability to experience, and that's what makes us one of the greatest ones in the world. And to be able to defend those freedoms is beyond the scope of anything that we could possibly do inside or outside of sport.
Very well said. Okay, finally, tell us a little bit more about the Invictus Games, which will be at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex down there in Kissimmee on May 8th through the 12th, because some people might say, I've never heard of the Invictus Games.
Well, it was originally put together by Prince Harry from the UK after he had visited one of our Warrior Games in 2013. And the first Invictus Games were in 2014 in London. And, of course, this year they're going to be in Orlando at the ESPN Worldwide Sports Complex. And I believe tickets are supposed to be going on sale on Monday. So,
Prince Harry, I love that. He came over, and, of course, our relationship, and you know this being our military, so many things we take from our background and back to the days of the British military as well. Well, that's fantastic. I want to remind everybody to check it out, May 8th and 12th. Is there a website that people can find out more about the Invictus Games?
Roger. InvictusGames2016.org.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with United States Army Staff Sergeant Robert Brown, who won his race, by the way, at 7.81 seconds. That's faster than I could run even when I was playing college football. That's an incredible time. I'm serious, too. So, hey, Sergeant, man, like I said, I think we're doing a better job, obviously, than we did as a country in Vietnam. You guys don't pick what the policy is. You just go where you're told. And I think we're doing a much better job of welcoming about our vets. But it's one thing just to say thank you and then forget about the guy or the girl. I think we are doing a better job, but we need to do a whole lot better. And so when you're out there running around, it's a great reminder of that. And you are an inspiration to all of us, able-bodied or not. So best of luck, and we'll check you out on TV, man.
I appreciate it, and I encourage everybody to come out and watch me run and hopefully bring back a couple medals for Team USA Invictus.
Go for the gold, my man.
That's the idea.
All right, roger that. I am Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.